right, welcome, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Thursday. We are already at Thursday. Got to love 4-day work weeks, and hey, we get another one next week. So sometimes life is just kind of cool, and it works out that way. 8 minutes after 2 o'clock on the radio, and where you are as well. Of course, if you're listening in a different time zone, it's not 8 minutes after 2. You can make the adjustments accordingly. You're a big person, and you've done it before, I'm sure, many times on cross-country flights. We have a whole bunch of things that we're going to – well, there, we have a couple of things we're going to get into today on News Radio 930 WBEN. One of the things I might get into later is, you know, all of the outrage over the Buffalo News and its cartoon of yesterday. Forgetting the content of the Buffalo News and its editorial cartoons, does the Buffalo News even matter anymore? Seriously, is it even relevant? How many people listening to me under the age of 50 read the newspaper? You know who reads the newspaper? Old people read the newspaper, okay? If you're talking about a medium by which to read it. Now, some people might subscribe online, but I have talked to more people on the air, off the air, and I have done my own informal survey, and here's what I get about the Buffalo News. And these aren't my, well, I guess they are my words, but it's to the best of my knowledge and belief, I affirm the following, that people have told me I stopped reading the Buffalo News when it just became overtly, one-sidedly political. That was the end of my relationship with the Buffalo News. I ended my relationship with the Buffalo News because it stopped being the Buffalo News and became the Associated Press, the Washington Post, and the New York Times News, with very little local content except for sports. Because that's what people want is sports. Got to get their sports fix. What else? Sorry, I didn't mean a little over the top with sports fix. Because we talked past couple of shows about whether pro sports are really on the level or whether they're actually rigged for the purposes of the multi-billion-dollar gaming industry. And like I said the other day, I thought that was a screwball theory until I started thinking about it and started watching some of the replays of some of the questionable calls and non-calls. And like I say, you don't need everybody on the field to be in on it. All you need is one or two zebras every game who are in on it. And you can upset the balance of power. You can determine the future of games. I mean, that is to say, unless your coaches make stupid decisions about 13 seconds left and how you're going to kick the ball, and then they're never held accountable for it even years later, and we still don't have an answer as to how that happened. It's one of the stupidest coaching moves ever in history. Heads should have rolled, and they didn't roll. But I don't mean to get off the topic, but the Buffalo News is not what it used to be. At one point, believe it or not, we had a whole bunch of newspapers around the turn of the previous century, about 1900 or so. We had probably five newspapers, six newspapers, actually more newspapers than that. But as far as daily newspapers of the relatively modern era, you had the Courier Express, and you had the Buffalo Evening News. And by the way, that's a dead giveaway that you're old when you still call it the Buffalo Evening News. It's not an evening newspaper anymore, except it's printed the evening before in Cleveland, and then it's trucked to Buffalo. In that sense, it is the Buffalo Evening News. But there was a time after the Courier Express folded, because even at that time, before the internet, it was a very tough business. And I knew that the Courier Express was in trouble because I was one of the reporters who gathered at the Courier Express building and saw the chief hajos of the Courier Express saying, well, we're going to offer free classified ads. And deep in my heart, I knew that, okay, if you're going to offer free what previously has been a revenue stream for you, there's something deeper going on here. But I was 17 or 18 years old at that point, so as soon as I had the thought, I thought, where can I go meet a girl tonight? That's just the way it goes. So the Buffalo News, you know, it's to me, the Buffalo News is immaterial. It doesn't matter because old people read the Buffalo News. Young people do not read the Buffalo News. The Buffalo News is up against a crisis of demographics. And I don't think my mother's story is that different from stories that you would have in your household. My mother was a reader and or a subscriber to the Buffalo News for, oh, let's see, probably 80 years of her life. 80 years of her life. And she's 90 years old right now. And within the past 6 months, she canceled her subscription to the Buffalo News. And she only had the subscription because she enjoyed some of the puzzles that were in the news. That's the only reason she had it. She didn't read it as a newspaper. She took it basically as a daily game. You know, for her, it was like being on Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. So the Buffalo News, no matter what it says about this particular cartoon, the Buffalo News is a doomed business. Would you buy stock in the Buffalo News? No, you wouldn't buy stock in the Buffalo News because it's just, in its present form, it is not going to be around much longer. I give it 5 years. If and who knows, they might not even maintain a digital presence. You might get about five reporters from the paper who pool their resources and somehow buy the title The Buffalo News and set up a website, but that's about all you're going to get out of that particular news outlet. It is dying. It has been dying. Its demographics are dying off. And its content reflects that. And again, it's funny because people say, you know, Tom, you should talk more politics on your show. How come you didn't help out Chrissy Casilio? Well, because number one, politics bores me. Number two, politics divides the audience. And my example about politics is the Buffalo News. The Buffalo News made a conscious decision to become the outlet of the Democrat Party in Buffalo and Western New York maybe 25, 30 years ago. Made the conscious decision to basically become a propaganda sheet like Pravda in the old Soviet Union, which ironically meant truth in Russian. Still does, I guess. But in so doing, what they did was they turned off 50%, roughly, of their audience. And then as they lost subscribers and lost revenue and lost the ability to sell ads at ridiculous rates because fewer people were reading it because they made a decision to turn off roughly half of the potential audience it had, it just got worse and worse. And it was like a snowball rolling downhill. So you're hearing it from me first, okay? And I'm pretty good at spotting future trends and developments. It's a gift, really. But within 5 years, you're not going to be able to find a paper version of the Buffalo News. And if you go, you'll be able to subscribe electronically to whatever might be left of the Buffalo News, but the Buffalo News is absolutely immaterial. I saw one list not too long ago that showed the Buffalo News is one of the top 10 troubled newspapers in America, one of the top 10 that are not likely to survive very long. So whether you are an offended member of the Jewish community or an offended conservative, I frankly wouldn't waste too much time worrying about the Buffalo News. The Buffalo News, they bit into a slow-acting cyanide tablet many, many years ago. And they just they didn't learn their lesson. And there were plenty of chances for the newspaper to change course. They could have hired conservative editorial writers. I mean, they get all pissed off at this radio station. When are you going to hire a liberal talk show host? Well, my response would be, I don't know, what are you guys going to hire a conservative reporter or five? I mean, seriously, give me a break. But they went from, I mean, it is so bad at the Buffalo News that, you know, that big building downtown where sometimes after a sporting event at the arena, you got to pee really badly, and they conveniently located a sidewalk under the sidewalk level. That whole building used to be the Buffalo News. They had the printing facilities there. They had the newsroom there. I was in it on a couple of occasions. It was massive. It was filled with people. And then over the years, it just shrank and shrank and shrank like your grandmother with osteoporosis. No disrespect intended to your grandmother with osteoporosis. But one of the things I might get into later on, not 100% on this, we'll see. But does the Buffalo News even matter anymore? There was a time where if the Buffalo News said, "You've got to go," or "so-and-so is a terrible broadcaster," your days were numbered, okay? There were people who had promising careers, young people typically, and they made maybe one or two mistakes, as young reporters will do, and they would be ridden mercilessly by whoever happened to be writing the TV critiques at whatever time for the Buffalo News, and they had their lives ruined by the newspaper. The Buffalo News, I'm sorry, it just doesn't cut a lot of ice. When's the last time? Okay, I go out quite a bit, okay, and I am very hard-pressed, and again, please keep in mind, I don't just hang out with people you think I would hang out with. All right, I hang out with a whole bunch of different types of people in a whole bunch of different occupations, and a lot of times they give me some really good show ideas, by the way, which of course I don't give them credit for because then they'd want money or a free drink or something. But the people I know, nobody reads the newspaper. And they're not just saying that because that's what I want to hear. They just don't read it. It's not a part of their lives, the Buffalo News. And if something isn't a part of your life, it isn't relevant to you. And it doesn't matter. And as I've said, I'd love to see the demographics of the Buffalo News readership, because I would guess that the overwhelming majority of readers of the newspaper, the overwhelming majority are well over the age of death, okay? Not to be graphic about it, but it doesn't matter. The newspaper is not going to change. It is what it is. It isn't going to change. So there's no point, no matter what they say about you, and getting all bent out of shape about something that offends you or upsets you, or in my case, on a couple of occasions, some really rabid hit pieces against me. And it's funny because the one hit piece they put against me was front page Sunday News. They literally sent three or four reporters into my neighborhood. And then when things got resolved, suddenly it gets on the local news section, and it's not the first article that pops up when you Google me, which is kind of hilarious. But anyway, maybe we'll get into this later on, maybe we won't. But the Buffalo News is, it's basically going to be as dead as Dillinger. Right now it's on life support. I mean, when's the last time? When is the last time you heard anything good about the Buffalo News? You don't hear anything good about the Buffalo News. A, because few people read the Buffalo News. When's the last time you were sitting somewhere and you saw, like, in the old photographs of diners, people with their various newspapers, reading the newspapers, sitting at their diner, eating their chili dog, trying to break wind without anybody hearing it? You don't see that anymore. You see people on their phones, and they're not looking at the Buffalo News. They're, of course, all listening to David Bellavia on WBEN. Now, they're all watching YouTube videos on how to fix your ice maker when it stops making ice in your refrigerator. That's what people are doing. People find content that is of interest to them, and they go ahead and they do it. The Buffalo News, as I've said, within 5 years, it will be a distant memory. Like the Courier Express will be a distant, well, for many of you under the age of 40, when I say the Courier Express, I know what exactly you're thinking. Wait a minute. You mean to say that Buffalo at one point had a morning newspaper and an evening newspaper? And my answer is absolutely it did. It had the Courier in the morning, and it had the Buffalo Evening News at night. And if you had one of those paper routes, oh, like in our neighborhood, you could forget about making money as a delivery person for the newspapers, because one family for generations, I think, had our paper route sewn up. It was impossible. It was impossible to get a paper route as a delivery boy for the Courier or the Buffalo News. Couldn't be done because it was basically one family. I could name them, but it'd be absolutely pointless. And they did a good job also, but they owned the rights. It was like their territory for delivering news. But anyway, the opinion I have is that the Buffalo News does not matter. It just doesn't matter. It's just, and you know what? Talk radio might not even matter. In 10 or 15 years, it might be a relic of the past too. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know what is happening with, well, I don't know every last detail, but I know that the Buffalo News is basically, if it's not dead, it's on life support. If the Buffalo News were a human being, you would be calling hospice right now, saying, you know what, this is a serious illness, there's a six-month prognosis, and we're better off putting it out of its misery while it still is there. I mean, that's the way I see it. You don't have to agree with me, but the complaint that I was getting from people, like my mother before she canceled her decade-long, so well over half a century subscription to the Buffalo News, Tom, there's nothing in the newspaper anymore. Nothing at all in the newspaper. I mean, she wouldn't even drop it after they slammed me back in 2014. She wouldn't drop it. But when it got to the point where, and it's not like my mother's living on cat food, all right? It got to the point where there was nothing in it that was of any interest to her whatsoever. And she's not the only one. She's just a symbol of the decay that has happened at that building. I mean, I think they're working out of my basement right now, and they used to have this giant facility that you see when you leave the arena downtown. I mean, it's too bad, but things change, times change, and by the way, a well-electronified public with every keystroke monitored
is a very controllable public. It's a little harder to control people when they're reading a newspaper. So in that sense, it's sad. But the Buffalo News, I think, hastened its own eventual imminent demise by basically becoming a non-objective propaganda sheet for one political party, the Democrat political party. They immediately turned off 50% of their audience. Well, not immediately. It happened over time. Everybody thought, well, they'll change. But they would lose subscribers, and they never did anything to address the issue of people want objective news coverage. They didn't address it. So this was so predictable, and just take it from me, all right? The Buffalo News, as you know it today, is not going to be around in 5 years. Forget about firing Adam Zyglis. He won't have a job within 5 years because there won't be any editorial cartoons online. It'll just be content hidden behind a paywall. Now, that does not justify the anti-Semitic cartoon, which is definitely reminiscent of Der Stürmer in Goebbels, Germany. But anyway, I digress. It is 2:29 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. I don't know. Should I start off with this topic, or should I start off with the God thing? I'll tell you what. If I come back and there's a whole bunch of calls wanting to talk, I'll continue this topic now. Otherwise, I'll put it off until later on. But I just felt that I needed to do like a natural segue after David's fine program on News Radio 930 WBEN. Before I get to calls and solicit calls, I need to know what was in your mind with that one. I need to take a dissecting tool and open your brain. What was in your mind? What was your thought process?
Well, it started yesterday when we were talking about the Trump interview. You said you can find, you know, these old videos of Sid Barrett, you know, with Dick Clark back in the 60s with Pink Floyd. And
right.
So I looked that up on YouTube and looked through some of the songs that they played. And I didn't find anything that I particularly loved, but I found, you know, this song that I just played here, Lucifer Sam, that was from that era. And I still remember a while back when I got called out for being too predictable with the Pink Floyd bumps. I thought, all right, we'll whip this out, some Sid Barrett era Floyd.
Oh, that same person emailed me recently saying, well, you never played the song that I suggested you play. I think we'll keep him hanging. but I like the dude, and I'll tell you why, because his email account uses his dead wife's name. And I think it's a great way to, you know, reel guys in if that's what you're into. But I think it's an even better way to honor the memory of your ex-wife, so, or your dead wife. So I thought that was kind of cool. It kind of touched my heart. It really did. And it touched my heart because that's true love. And it's not like, believe me, it's not like we're going back and forth in email. Hey, baby, where do you hang out? When do you want to get together? Wasn't like that at all. You know, it was like, hey, I'm at Ellicott Creek Park and stall too. Where are you? Just to make it real clear. Or maybe it was Como Park Lake. I'm not 100% on that. The memory is going. Okay, so let's get back into the topic at hand, shall we? And again, my job here is not to praise Caesar, but to bury him. I'm sorry, that came out wrong. My job here is, look, I'm going to ask you a very basic question, and you do not have to agree with my analysis of the situation. You don't. But for how many of you is the Buffalo News a must-read newspaper? It's a must in your day. And I've done this show before, but I must tell you that I think my 90-year-old mom is a classic example of somebody who has said, okay, Buffalo News, enough. You don't offer much local coverage except for sports, which my mom could not care less about. Your content is getting thinner and thinner. The paper is getting thinner and thinner, and your prices are going higher and higher. I don't need you anymore. And, you know, one of the last things my mom said to me was, you know, the funny thing is, for as long as I resisted canceling the newspaper, I don't regret it. I don't miss it in the least. I can find out anything that is of interest to me online. And coming from my mother, again, well over half a century subscriber to the Buffalo News, for her to say, screw the newspaper, and if you knew my mom, that's pretty much exactly what she said, I don't need this. And the political angle upset her as well. But like I said, her primary thing was puzzles. And they did away with some very popular puzzles and games in the paper at one point. I think they might have brought a couple of them back because of the backlash they got. But my mom canceled the newspaper. The price was a factor. The new pricing structure was a factor. But the bigger factor was the lack of content of the newspaper that was relevant to her. She really does not care at the age of 89, 90 years old, really doesn't care about this woke nonsense, really doesn't care about the struggles of transsexuals. She couldn't care less. And frankly, I don't think 99.95% of the population cares either. You're talking about a very small percentage of people, and God bless them. I've been a transsexual 4, 5, 6 months ago, and we had a great conversation, a beautiful person, a wonderful person, and it was eye-opening, it was enlightening. But the fact of the matter is, if I was to do a show on are you a transsexual and why, I'd be talking to myself. So I want your appraisal of the Buffalo News, and it's a real simple question. Does the Buffalo News even matter anymore? Does it matter? I mean, they wrote a very critical piece about a couple of wonderful radio talk show hosts not that long ago. And I don't think I'm telling tales out of school here, but let's just say I'm still behind the microphone. My fellow host is behind the microphone, and we basically laugh about it because it was such an obvious hit piece on a competing media outlet. I mean, when you have a competing media outlet that's calling a media outlet of success and stature out for something that it has done a million times in terms of breaking news, And I'm still here, and the other fella's still here. That tells you something about how much credibility the people who signed my check attached to the local newspaper. Let me give you the phone number on WBEN. And you know what? The fact that I don't have full lines right now is indicative of the fact that I would bet you that all right, you're going to call me out here. I would say that probably 50% of you who are 40 and under, when I say the Buffalo News, you have no idea what I'm talking about. I might as well be talking about Jimmy Hoffa. Like, you're aware that he disappeared, but you don't know anything about Jimmy Hoffa. I stole that line from The Irishman. 803. And speaking of subscription services, I am furious right now with Amazon because they're going to start putting ads inside content on Amazon. Look, I pay money for Amazon. Why do I have to be subjected to commercials on Amazon? It's bad enough that Netflix teases you with shows you really want to see and then interrupts those shows. They call it freebie. Okay, like free TV, they call it freebie. And there's something wrong with paying a subscription and then having to endure ads when you're watching a movie that you want to watch that should be included with Prime. I got that email today, and I'm seriously thinking about canceling my streaming services and basically living my life in a cave like Ted Kaczynski, minus the mail bombs, because that's really wrong. 803-0930, does the Buffalo News have any relevance in your life whatsoever? And what is your prediction for the Buffalo News? I think within 5 years, it will be a memory, and time moves on. The era of newspapers is over, and it's all about social media influencers. And the good news for radio is we were the original social media influencers. Yeah. I mean, if I put this show online, and you never know, if I put this show online and did it naked, I could be a tremendous media influencer. And it'd make guys feel really good about themselves. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. And 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, Star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, obviously, there is a community in Western New York that is upset about a cartoon that ran earlier this week in the Buffalo News. And the bigger question is, the question to me is not, should the cartoonist be fired? Look, the cartoon, I said this yesterday, that cartoon with the Stars of David and the skulls coming out of the faucet, I'm going to tell you something. Josef Goebbels, the minister of propaganda for Nazi Germany, he would have approved of that cartoon. It was about as offensive as a cartoon can be because it was gratuitously anti-Semitic. Now, when I criticize Israel, it's not out of anti-Semitism. It is because I have legitimate reasons to criticize Israel, as I have legitimate reasons to criticize the United States. But this cartoon, if you can call it a cartoon, I mean, to me, Family Guy's a cartoon. The Simpsons, they're a cartoon. That was not a cartoon. That was basically hate speech designed to look like a cartoon. And I, you know what? Does it upset me? Yeah, it upsets me. But am I going to let it ruin my life? No. And the reason is, despite my ancestry, the reason is, to me, the Buffalo News, it's almost like flogging a corpse. Like, it's dying. It's immaterial. It's irrelevant to most people. And it's going to be deader than Dillinger within 5 years. Stole that line from Reservoir Dogs, by the way. 803-0930, Star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And by the way, I mentioned Family Guy earlier. There are so many anti-Semitic caricatures and lines in Family Guy. I cannot believe that there has not been more outrage about that particular show. In particular, Mort the pharmacist. It's stunning to me what they get away with on Family Guy. But Family Guy makes his bread and butter by basically offending everybody and not really caring what it does. Seth MacFarlane must be protected by somebody. Here's Diane in Tonawanda. You are on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to mention that we canceled the Sunday paper 10 years ago and everyday paper 25 years ago or more. I can't stand the Buffalo News for anything. And when I heard about that cartoon, my husband and I basically lost it. What is going on? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Can you please tell me why they're doing that? Why they're letting him put stuff like that in the paper?
Okay, well, I have a theory, and I don't know if the theory is valid, but
I don't care.
Okay, but
let me hear a theory.
Okay, here's my theory. I've said this before about college campuses. When I went to UB, there were so many people of Jewish origin from New York and the immediate New York area, they would refer to it as Jubee. That's what they would literally call their school. Okay, I was taken under the wings of some unbelievably awesome Jewish professors at UB who guided me through my academic career, and I owe an awful lot to those Jewish professors. What happened, however, at some point over the intervening 35 or 40 years is that the woke movement has taken over institutions of higher learning in America, and the woke movement is anti-Jewish. And one of the reasons it's anti-Jewish is because there were a lot of Jews involved in the slave trade.
Okay. Are they anti-black then, too? I don't get it.
The woke movement is very selective in whom it chooses to vilify.
Yes, yes.
Just like, as David Bellavia said during his show, where's Mark Poloncarz's statement about the Buffalo News?
Well, yeah,
why would Mark Poloncarz criticize the newspaper that gave him their blessing during the last election against Chrissy Casilio? You don't attack where your bread is buttered. But at some point, and I wish I could give you a date, my love, but at some point, college campuses like UB, where, again, my professors and most of my closest friends were New York City Jewish people, a true story. Unfortunately, some of them died very, very young. I had nothing to do with it, and I've got an alibi. Miriam would have appreciated that. Look her up. She's no longer with us. Miriam Bandis. She was a drill instructor for the United States Army. Very dear friend of my best college friend. Some of my best friends are Jewish, actually. I'm sorry. I'm only saying that because I had a guy calling in yesterday accusing me of being anti-Semitic. So I have to have some fun with that because it's ludicrous on so many levels that I don't even have to play my Trump card. But anyway, I don't know. The Buffalo News for the past 25 years has acted like it has a death wish. You don't turn off 50% of your potential purchasing public by not being fair and balanced. You don't do
it. Exactly. I started in advertising many, many decades ago. I was 25 years old. I was 25. And at that time, I never really read the paper. Well, being in media, I had to look and, you know, for ads, blah, blah, blah. So I started realizing by the time I was 27 how one-sided they were. And you're going back, Tom, honey, 35 years maybe more, 40. And I started realizing then how one-sided they were.
Yep.
And I wasn't looking for that, but looking and going through the paper, because you have to check out areas where you want to advertise, and you start looking at it. I couldn't believe then. And I told my girlfriend, I said, I can't believe like how one-sided they are. You know, it's all that. And they're like, my one girlfriend's like, no, they're not. I said, yeah, they are.
Oh, they have been one-sided, and it worked for a while. At one point, this is hard to believe today, at one point, Warren Buffett was making $1 million every week from the Buffalo News. I kid you not. Yeah, those days are long gone, baby. If you go to Forest Lawn, you can see Murray Light's tomb, which must have cost at least $1 million. I was stunned when I saw it.
Yeah, and the other thing is watching the circulation. Okay, because it's the big thing in media. You got to know circulation. You got to know everything. And I watched their circulation do nothing but go down for 40 years. I can't even imagine how many people they have now. That Sunday paper, just because I see it in the store or whatever, it's like paper thin. I don't get what people, why they're buying it still. It's a joke.
You know what? Honey, I haven't seen anybody buy or read the Buffalo News in years. It sits in the rack at the drugstore. People are more likely to reach in and grab a copy of the B newspaper than they are the Buffalo News.
Yeah, I get it. I do. And I just wanted to call and say, yes, there are us people out there that feel just like you. We are outraged. I would never look at their paper. We listen to BEN.
I'm going to say something else here, and this is going to aggravate people. Adam Zyglis and the Buffalo News have First Amendment rights, okay? They absolutely have First Amendment rights. However, you have to read the room, and there is no way if I said what Adam Zyglis drew, I would have a job today because it would show incredibly bad judgment. And I try to save that for other parts of my life. But
you got me there, honey, because I agree with you there.
Yeah, but I mean, I thank you kindly for the phone call. I appreciate it. I'm going to continue this.
We thank you for you.
Well, thank you. I'm just an idiot with a microphone sitting on his arse talking out his arse.
Would make us idiots, so I don't agree with that, but...
Well, okay. I just like to say the word arse because I've watched Braveheart a few times since it's been back on Netflix, I think. All right, thank you kindly. Okay. I'm going to continue this, and again, you know what? I don't take any great joy in anything I've said in the past hour because people are going to lose jobs. And we've certainly been through enough of that. But the Buffalo News dug its own grave. And how many times, seriously, how many times have you heard me say, I stay away from politics because why would I want to automatically turn off 50% of people who could be listening to me? In the media, it's all about subscriptions, readers, circulation, and in the case of radio, ratings, but more importantly, revenue and having great relationships with your sponsors. And there's not a single sponsor I have that I couldn't flip off and they wouldn't laugh. I mean, that's the kind of relationship that we have. But I want to continue this into the next hour. But again, it's not like I'm taking pleasure out of what the Buffalo News is going through right now with this really wretched cartoon. And yeah, Adam Zyglis has First Amendment rights. He should not be criminally prosecuted or thrown into a government gulag. But the newspaper itself... Who knows? Maybe it'll be. No, you know what? It's not going to be a wake-up call for them. The Buffalo News went woke before woke was even a thing. And what you are seeing now is a result of their absolute bias toward one way of political thinking to the exclusion of all others. How many of you have written a letter to the Buffalo News criticizing its position and actually have it published? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN.